Welcome to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.
Well, Rick, the Barcelona and Gawler Grand Finals were on the weekend, so another year over. What did you think of it all?
Well, I thought I should preface what I'm going to say by saying I feel very sorry for any side that goes through any season unbeaten and then gets knocked off in the finals. And I guess for most times that doesn't happen, but over the years that I've been connected with sport, it does happen. And on Saturday, of course, it happened again. Without trying to be too boastful, I actually predicted that it was going to happen. And that was because I'd watched the unbeaten Gawler boys in the second semi, and they nearly lost that one. And I didn't think they handled the immense pressure from Tanunda all that well. And I think Barossa might have been at that game and had a look at what they had to do. And, of course, Barossa in the preliminary final absolutely out-pressured Tanunda, and that's exactly what they did on Saturday against Gawler.
Interesting. Early in the season, Barossa only lost to Central by 1 point, so they've got the cattle to sort of challenge Central, and Central had a fantastic season, but they did lose Charlie Molyneux early in the second semi, which was a big blow because he didn't come up for the grand final. Barossa had their injury woes, including Matthew Stelzer, who was doubtful, but he actually played and made a big impact.
He did. He made an amazing impact and very impressive given that he hasn't played a lot of footy lately. But you've also got to remember that Barossa had a few other missing warriors. You know, the O'Driscolls and so forth weren't there. So it was, you know, I think that's part of footy injuries.
Absolutely. And one of the X factors that was always going to be a factor was Darren Chilabeer. Now, he ended up winning the Hearn Medal for the best player on the day and booted 6 goals. Personally, I didn't have him as best, but he did have a huge impact on the result.
Oh, he did. There's no question about that. It's interesting we both agree on that, Robert. I didn't have him as my best player either. I think what really happened, and it was a bit like, dare I say, the way Sydney flogged the Crows, if you've got a midfield generating ball, it does make life a lot easier for people down forward. And not taking nothing away, Chilabeer is a very, very fine player. But he got to see a lot of the ball, particularly because the guys that I actually put ahead of him in the best players, Todd Miles and Spencer and Cummings, they made life a bit easier for him, I think.
Yeah, Cummings went off the field a couple of times and he didn't play a lot of the last quarter either. So that sort of took him a little bit out of calculations. But I agree, and I found it strange that Spencer really didn't get mentioned in the best players, but he was a very big catalyst in setting up a lot of the goals. And of course, Miles was magnificent, our best big man on the ground, in my opinion, as well. So we do agree with that. But then again, we were watching the same game from a similar position.
Well, we were, but I wasn't listening to your comments during it. I was just absorbed in... Look, honestly, the driving force, the engine room was Spencer and Miles. There's no question about that. And I think they were inspirational. And it's perhaps slightly off the topic, but I think there was, when Cummings and Stelzer collected each other's heads, it was purely because of the intensity of those two guys at the ball and the Gawler central opponent, which epitomised their whole approach to the game all day long. So often it was 2 tackling 1 or 3 tackling 1. And a bit like I think I wrote in the preliminary final, the Barossa boys didn't have any intention of losing that one, and I think they didn't have a big chance. Well, they thought they were going to win, and they played like it too, I think. They got away, they got out of the blocks quickly. Probably the biggest error they made was that they kicked very poorly in the second quarter, or else it might have all been stitched up by half time when they only scored 3 goals from 9 scoring shots, else it really might have been all over at half time.
Look, and I agree, Barossa were the better team easily in the first half, and most people would have thought that the game would just sort of play out and the Bulldogs would win that game, but To Central's credit, they really put in the third quarter, got back in the game to a certain extent, but were due to come home against the wind, which dropped when the rain came. And when Brad Mercer had that shot with about 5 minutes left, he could have put Central in front, but he missed, which, you know, personally, I found that a little bit surprising. But as you mentioned, he missed a couple in the second semi. If Central had hit the front, who knows what could have happened? We can all speculate. But Barossa proved good enough because they took it down and got a goal, which was basically the sealer. And the last couple of minutes were played out with the knowledge that Barossa were going to win it. But boy, that was an exciting conclusion that last quarter.
Oh, it was. And you're right. I give a great deal of credit because the fight back that Gore... I mean, you'd expect a side that had gone through and beaten to not bail, you know, fall over. But immediately after half-time... Barossa opened up the lead even more. They kicked a goal within about the first minute or so to have a just over a five-goal lead. But to Gawler's immense credit, they got about four in a row to get right back into the game. And as you say, if Mercer had kicked that one, who knows what might have happened. But pressure, even amongst the best players in any competition, sometimes gets to you. You know, he could stand there and 99 times out of 100 he'd kick that ball that he missed, but that's life.
Yeah, for sure. And he did kick five goals in the game, and he was a catalyst in the last quarter to help them get back into the game. So, you know, we you know, Mercer's sort of like, they do rely on him a lot, and really, it's a bit harsh sort of like pinpointing that one particular player after all the other player he'd done, especially right through the season. Another player which surprised me a little bit that he wasn't mentioned in the best players was Brading. I thought Sean Brading sort of was a big catalyst at numerous times and set up goals, and I noticed he wasn't in the Gawler Central best players either.
No, it is. Well, I guess it's the old human story. You know, what we can be watching the same thing, and you'll have your version of who played well, and I'll have mine. And that's it. I thought he played very well as well. The other guy that didn't get a Guernsey in best players, who I thought was very, very significant in and around not only the forward line, but he came back and defended, was Alan Obst. He was there, and unlike the preliminary final where he actually missed a couple of set shots for goal, he actually got that one. On the halftime siren his presence was important. I thought Casbolt was very good as well.
I thought Casbolt was very good in the first half. He was almost my best player in the first half, and Obst was up there as well. But in the last quarter, I thought Obst missed a couple. He kicked two out on the falls. They were a little bit under pressure and a little bit difficult. But if he'd got those two goals, the game would have been over earlier, and he would be right up there in the best three players on the field, I would have suggested.
Yes, I think to be fair to Mercer's miss and Obst's miss, for those who weren't there, the rain was steady, the ground was slippery. You wouldn't call it muddy, but it was very slippery. In fact, I can't recall who it was now, but one of the Barossa guys slid out of bounds and actually hit the fence very, very hard just in front of the grandstand. And the game was just a slogfest in the last quarter, which was probably not the way you'd have liked to see a grand final finish, because it finished up just being a whole heap of ball-ups and a bit of good luck or good management if the ball came off your foot correctly or not. So, but I think overall justice was done on the day. They might play it again next week and the result might be completely different. But on the day, the way they approached it, I think... the Bullies, they were immensely tough on the ball.
Yeah, look, hats off to Barossa. They deserved it. There's no question of that. We're just speculating on various things that could have happened, but the better team on the day won. So congratulations to the Barossa Districts. Just briefly in the other grades, the Gawler Central did come back after losing the second semi, and they were top, and they had a reasonably comfortable victory over Kapunda. In the under-17s, Williston were too strong for Gawler Central and were deserving premiers. And in the under-15s, Newry Upta completed their undefeated season with a reasonable, comfortable victory over Barossa.
Yes, it's been a really good season. And I think I guess it's part of the country football concept that you never quite know what's going to happen. But when you think that there's Newry, who went through unbeaten last year and didn't win a game this season, here's Barossa getting up and winning a flag after, I think, winning three games in the last 2 years, we wouldn't want to predict too much ahead for next year yet, would we?
No, but just a little correction there. Newry actually won a late season game against Freeling to get off the bottom, but you're close enough. They only won the one game, and actually last season they were undefeated, but they actually had a draw on Anzac Day against Central, which still undefeated, but yeah, it was interesting. And in fact, Newry up to were undefeated back in 1998 as well, and interestingly, in the grand final they only won by a point, so they could have had the same fate then too. Just a little bit on the netball. Kapunda were top, and of course South were second. They were the two better teams in the competition over there. And Kapunda had a well-deserved 8-goal victory over South Gawler. So congratulations to Kapunda for their first flag in a decade.
Well, that's very good. And I do enjoy your statistics, Robert. There's no doubt. Are you related to Bruce McAvaney or his cousin?
Only my shadow, mate. Only my shadow.
Very good indeed.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Rick, for another edition of the Rick and Rob Sports Show. And it's Robert Laidlaw.
And Rick Drewer.